This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Ahmad Al Thani, yesterday and conveyed Eid greetings to him and the people of Qatar. In a social media post, Prime Minister said that he reiterated India's stance in solidarity with Qatar and strongly condemns the attacks on the region's energy infrastructure. He expressed gratitude for the care and support provided to the Indian community and hoped for peace and stability to prevail in the region. Mr. Modi added that both India and Qatar stand for safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi engaged with the leaders of Oman, Jordan, France and Malaysia in a series of high-level diplomatic discussions, which were centered on de-escalating tensions in West Asia while reaffirming India's commitment to dialogue, diplomacy and regional stability. During his talks with leaders of Oman and Jordan, Mr. Modi also appreciated their efforts in facilitating the safe return of Indian nationals stranded in the region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Israel and the United States are protecting the entire world through their military campaign against Iran. Addressing a press conference in Jerusalem, Netanyahu said Israeli strikes have significantly degraded Iran's military capabilities, claiming Tehran can no longer enrich uranium or manufacture ballistic missiles. Accusing Iran of attempting to blackmail the world by disputing a key global oil route, Israeli Prime Minister asserted that such efforts won't work. Tensions in West Asia remain high following a series of assassinations, airstrikes and attacks on critical energy infrastructure. Addressing a media briefing in Washington, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said Iran would face the largest strike package yesterday, asserting that the ongoing war will end on America's terms. Meanwhile, Israeli strikes have pushed deeper into Lebanon, hitting central Beirut, including the Basta and Zakak al-Blat areas. In a coordinated diplomatic response, foreign ministers from 12 Arab and Islamic countries issued a joint statement in Riyadh condemning Iranian missile strikes on civilian infrastructure. Headquarters Integrated Defense Staff in the Space Applications Center, ISRO, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, for maintenance of existing satellite-based telecommunication nodes and provisioning of additional nodes for the armed forces. The MOU was signed by Deputy Chief of the Integrated Defense Staff, Air Marshal Shankar Subramanian, and Director of Space Applications Center, Nilesh M. Desai. Congress Party has announced its second list of candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Kerala, fielding 37 candidates. The party has fielded senior Congress leader V.S. Sivakumar from Aruvikkara constituency, while former MLA K.S. Sabrinandan will contest from Nemam. The list also includes Sandeep Veriyar from Trikaripur constituency, Mohammed Siyas from Kochi, Natakum Suresh from Ethamanur, and State Youth Congress Secretary Abhin Varke from Aranmula constituency. Earlier, the party had fielded 55 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections. Polls for assembly elections in Kerala are scheduled for 9th of next month, while counting of votes will take place on 4th of May. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met trustees of Indira Gandhi National Centre for the Arts and discussed various aspects relating to further popularising nation's diverse culture in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they also explored ways to bring more people into this journey, strengthen outreach through digital and grassroots initiatives, and support artists and scholars in preserving and promoting country's rich heritage. In All India Masters Badminton, Tanvi Sharma, Isharani Barua and Malvika Bansod have stormed into the women's singles quarterfinal at Parle des Sports in France. In women's singles round of 16 matches, Tanvi defeated compatriot Anmol Kaur 21-14, 21-17, while Isharani Barua defeated 21-11, 14-21, 21-17 Canadian player Wenyu Hang. In another round of 16 matches, Malvika Bansod defeated Malaysian player Wong Ying Shing 24-22, 21-13. Indian men's doubles duo of Arjun Mathadhil Ramachandran and Hariharan Asakuranan have also entered quarterfinal at Palais des Sports in France. Arjun and Hariharan defeated Scottish duo of Alexander Dunn and Adam Pringle 26-24, 21-14 in the round of 16 match. In the men's single, Ayu Shetty lost to Yudai Okimoto of Japan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.